Welcome to the Modern Gen X Woman podcast, where we're talking about the X factor modern women bring to work and life. I'm Jackie Gadeen.
And I'm Amy Bishop. We're decoding the DNA of success, and we're doing it with flair, attitude,
and a sprinkle of badassery.
Get ready for candid conversations, untold stories, and a dose of unfiltered inspiration.
Because in this space, the X factor isn't just a variable. It's a force that reshapes the narrative. Let's reimagine what it means to be a modern woman, a modern professional, and a modern leader. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Modern Gen X Woman. I'm Jackie Gadeen.
And I'm Mimi Bishop.
And hi, Mimi.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I'm good. So we're going to be completely... So we're going to take you kind of behind the scenes and listen to us having a conversation about where the business is going, how we're evolving, what we're going to be doing differently. And we just want you to be, to feel like you're kind of eavesdropping on this conversation.
Yeah.
This is how we, this isn't scripted. I don't even know exactly what Mimi's going to say.
I don't know what she's going to say. No, we don't know.
But we know the concept. And so here is the concept. As you know from listening to Modern Gen X Woman, the podcast for several years, we have talked about everything from sex. Go ahead, Mimi's blushing.
I'm blushing. I will never get over being uncomfortable about that word.
Yes.
Yes. About that whole thing. That whole, yeah.
To emotional intelligence, to how to say no to toxic people, right?
To menopause.
Menopause. We've talked about everything, and we love the guests we've had on over the last 2 years. But what we have also realized is that our business is really shifting and adapting. So what we started out to do, which was our mission to make Generation X the wealthiest female generation, has really morphed into how do we make and create the next level leaders, right? What we're calling modern leaders. And as we think about this and what this means, we really thought about how does the podcast fit into this and does it fit into this? And we do know that it does, just not quite in this iteration. And so with everything that we have going on, so as you know, we acquired a conference. So June 11th, we are hosting and producing the Reimagined Conference. So if you haven't gotten your ticket yet, you need to get it now. Early bird's on until April 11th. There's still the hotel block is still available. And I have to tell you, we are getting such incredible feedback and incredible people from around the country who want to spend time with us.
Around the world. We have a couple of people flying in from Europe.
Right. That's true. Around the world. So we want to encourage you to do that. But what this also means is that Mimi and I are working with several big corporations to do their learning and development. We have many one-on-one clients each, plus we're producing the conference. So as you know, and what we believe in is like something has to give.
Something has to give. And I think also, so we've been scrambling. So everything to what you just said, right? Like we, and in full transparency, I think we really are, and I don't think that we are going away from this necessarily, but we are putting it on pause. We have a very big vision for the middle age space. As a matter of fact, we had invested in conducting some research earlier in this year on what it is to be a mid-age woman. And then this wonderful opportunity fell on our lap. And sometimes you have to really evaluate things when they come. They kind of feel like they come out of left field, but they kind of don't at the same time, right? And so we were on this parallel path where we were committed to the modern Gen X woman brand, but at the same time really building out what MGXW consulting looks like and how the conference fits in. And so it's just the two of us, really. Just the two of us.
We can make it if we try. So I'm going to tell a funny sidebar story because I meant to tell you. I almost texted this to you today.
Okay.
And I did
There's
it
a
because
commercial
I wanted
with
to
this.
Tell
My,
you. Well,
I got to tell you something funny.
Right,
too.
So I wanted to tell you the story. So just the two of us reminds me of Austin Powers. Now, sidebar, Mimi does not
know Austin
any
Powers.
Pop culture you do.
It's a man, baby.
Yeah, okay, I know.
Austin Powers.
You know Mini Me.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So because yesterday I talked about I talked about National Lampoon's Vacation and Mimi couldn't get the reference. So
I didn't get the reference, but then I did say I saw the movie. I didn't remember the reference. But that's Austin Powers.
Okay, Mini-Me. All right,
I know Mini-Me with the finger. And what's the cat?
Mr. Bigglesworth. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah. So I'm going to tell you this.
What is it? $100,000?
$1 million. And then they all laugh at him. And then the second one, he's like, oh, I want $1 billion quadrillion. And they're like, this is, you know, 1969. What is $1 billion quadrillion? It doesn't even exist. So anyway, there is a story. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about, except that song. So this morning, I was waking Peyton up for school, and she was always a chore. And at some point, I said to her, come on, hon, we got to get up for school. I said, do you remember for, you know, 14 of your 15 years, every morning she would wake up and she'd say, Snugsies, Cudsies. And we'd have to snuggle in bed together and we'd hug and kiss and all that stuff. And of course, now she's 15 and has no interest. So I said to her,
wait, I got to interject one second. I watched her, Jackie went away with her husband and I kind of held down the fort here. And she snuggled with me, which I think is the cutest thing ever.
Yeah, she did not snuggle with me.
Yeah, but then I fell asleep and I started to snore and she split.
Yeah. So the point being, and going back to the song, just the two of us and Austin Powers. So I said to Peyton, I was like, come on. And she's like, no, go away. I got to get up for school. So she goes to get up for school. And I'm like, oh, come here, number two. And then I said, you're my mini me. Oh, I love you. I love you like he does in the movie. And Peyton's like, I am not your mini me. And I was like, what? She goes, I'm daddy's mini me because I'm an asshole. Swear to God, that's what she said this morning. So it's so funny you brought up that song, and I totally digress, but it's you have to.
It's the funniest thing I've heard.
Because I'm an asshole. And then when Scott finally got up, I told him the story. He's like, he gave her a high five for being an asshole because they're both assholes.
That is
at cool. least they know their shortcomings.
Yeah. That is amazing. Right? That's amazing. Well, it's just the two of us, Jackie and I. So my quick story about that, we were singing that the other day. My niece and I were singing it at the dinner table. And then the rest of us were like coming to the table. So then we were like, just the three of us. Finally, we were like, just the six of us. It's really funny. Anyway, just the two of us. And I think, quite honestly, we both felt like we were half-assing the podcast a little bit.
Yeah, and that's not our...
And it's not our jam.
Not our jam.
So, you know, and sometimes we'll talk about, you know, done is better than finished, but this was different. This was definitely half-assing.
Right.
And I felt like it was.
It was, and I also feel like we've always loved creating the podcast. It's been one of our favorite things to do. And we don't want to get to a point where we don't like doing it at all.
Right.
And so for us, we realized like we need to take a pause on the podcast. We need to put it on ice for a little while we get through the conference and while we finish up some big events and corporate trainings that we have going on through the first half of the year. And then over the summer, we are going to spend a lot of time kind of rejiggering the podcast a little bit, maybe even coming back with a different name change or keeping the name and then evolving it.
I think there are certain things we're very clear on where we're at and what we're doing, and we're really enjoying it and getting great feedback, which is really wonderful. At the same time, we were kind of like dropped into this amazing ocean, right? And there is some fine tuning that I would like to do and just like really being clear on our mission and what that looks like and what that means for you. I mean, this is what that's all about. And we need the time and space to do that. So what we're talking about doing is we're going to put the podcast on hiatus until the fall. It will come back maybe as the same name or maybe rebranded. We're thinking about also adding a YouTube element to it so you can see us if you prefer. And also it will be a season. So it won't be ongoing. It'll be a season where we have, you know, 12 episodes or how many episodes, and that we have the opportunity to really think them through. Oh, and another thing that we've been talking about also is actually going into a studio to record these.
Yes.
So the quality will be better. So it won't be, you know, dogs barking, people coming in and out, Jackie getting frustrated.
Me frustrated? I have to tell you. So, okay. So I'll tell you in a second. But my frustration, I'm really been trying not to get frustrated because I do very easily. I don't know if I do very easily. I get angst very easily, and not anxious, but just like tense and high strung. High strung is the word I would say.
I get anxious.
You get anxious. You worry. I just get high strung. Like,
yeah.
Everything's out, like, you know. And so last night, sidebar, I'm going to tell you, I didn't tell you about my night last night, Mimi. Oh. So I'm going to tell you about this. So I have been doing this, this class called Brain and Body, and it's really an energy. They call it a yoga and energy class, but it is based in this Korean, Eastern medicine, and you tap your donjang, which is your I know it's not yet. It's not your donjang is in Korean, right below your belly button, and it is the whole point is to create heat in your gut, so that your head is cool, so that you are grounded, right? So this is all about grounded energy. So I've been going to this class, and they do different classes at different times. They do things with a wooden pillow, mm-hmm. where you put your feet on the wooden pillow or your back on the wooden pillow, so it's like almost acupressure points. They do vibration classes. They do stretching classes. And last night was a specialty class. It was like an energy class. So I was like, I'm going to go to this. So they don't do these very often. I go, and it ended up being partner work, which is always interesting, right? Because you're working with energy. So I get partnered up with this woman who I've only done partner work once in the five months or 4 months I've been doing this. And I got partnered with the same woman. So, and who I've only seen in class like two other times. So okay. It's like just energetically, I think I needed her. But the partner work was actually, we did energy healing last night.
Ah.
It was amazing and powerful. And the woman that I did that, so a couple things. The woman I did the energy healing for, the last time we were partnered up, she had to do whatever it was to me first. Like it was like actually pushing on my back in certain pressure points. And I was really uncomfortable because all I kept thinking was, I hope I can do this for her. I hope I get a chance to do this for like, In my mind of giving instead of receiving. So I recognize that I am not so comfortable receiving unless I've given first.
Oh.
So last night I got the opportunity to heal first, and it was a gift because I was able to heal her and then receive without feeling this weird guilt that I feel.
That's fascinating.
It's fascinating. So I'm sharing this again. This has nothing to do with the podcast, but you're in our living room, so come and join and have a seat. Or you could turn us off if we're annoying. But so
see you in September.
Right. So one of the things that she had said to me was that, I said, well, what's bothering you? And she said, my legs are really bothering me. They're really tight. They're really achy. So I did all of this energy work, and two things came up. One is when I was going down her chakras, her solar plexus really blocked. Like I could feel like almost like my hands stopped when I got there. So you have to do this thing to kind of get the energy out. But then I moved and I really focused on her legs and putting the healing energy on her legs. And she said, my legs felt like they got lighter and lighter and lighter and they were floating. And she was able. So before that, she was like, every time she went to get up or down, because you go up and down, sitting and stuff, she struggled. Mm-hmm. And then when she got up, she got right up. It was unbelievable.
That is amazing. It was and you were very powerful too.
I have to tap into it more, but it was unbelievable. So that was my night last night.
That is very cool.
I wanted to share that. So I had two funny stories to share with you today.
Maybe
we should just tell stories on the podcast. We don't have to teach you anything. No, I'm kidding.
Sometimes we don't have good stories, though, do we? Do we always have a good story?
I think we always do. I don't think we always think to share them.
Oh, maybe.
We're always doing some.
So I'm,
wait. All right, I got another story.
What? No, let me tell you my just quick story. I'm not going to go into all details with this, but I had this dream last night. Did you ever have a dream? I still think I'm recovering from it. I woke up and I was like, where the hell am I? It was like
vivid, right?
So vivid and so many symbols, and it didn't really necessarily make sense. And Jackie was in it at one point. She's like, you know, that pizza you bought was raw. Like it was weird. But I woke up and I have felt weird ever since. Has anyone experienced
this? Well, that's also one of those things, too, where you're in REM sleep, and depending on when the REM sleep was, you may not. So, because REM sleep is supposed to happen certain periods of our night.
Oh, okay.
And so it could have something to do with that, like when it happened, and when you woke up, and when you started
because
your
I
day.
Because I felt like it happened, and then I woke up for the day.
Yeah.
That's probably why.
Yeah, I was in a deep sleep. Maybe that.
Okay.
So this is one last funny story, and then we'll kind of let you get on with your day, but you'll miss us. You'll miss our story. So as you all know, if you've listened to the, so a couple things before I get into the story, if you've listened to the podcast long enough, you know that people call me the microwave and they call Mimi the slow cooker. And I am a verbal processor and Mimi's a silent processor. So we've really given each other space.
And a slow processor.
Yes, and I'm a
like
fast
right. Like I need time to digest.
Right, she can't think on her feet.
No.
She feels like no,
nope. Like yeah,
no. She's right. It's not her thing. She's like she's making a face right now, like oh, like as if she smelt the bad egg, or someone's fart. But that's beside the point. Wasn't me. Darn you, Ruthie.
Which is a miracle. Usually it is.
So the other day we're driving. So I always drive when we have some place to go because Mimi doesn't really like drive. She drives and she's fine, but she doesn't really
like driving very much.
She doesn't like driving very much. So I drive, and also because she's nervous, it makes me nervous. Like I don't care if you drive fast. I don't care if you drive slow. I just want you to drive confident.
And this is another thing. Also, I just have to stop for a second. Because I can't, because there are times where I'll speed it up and I'll be more aggressive.
Oh,
and
no.
She's like, oh my God.
Who are you?
And I'm like, yeah, and I can do it. I could drive in Manhattan. Like, I have no problem with that. I can do it. But it takes energy for me to do it. And I just don't want to spend any energy on driving. I would rather go 5 miles an hour than spend any more energy than I have to driving.
I totally understand it. I respect it. And I don't actually care when she goes slow.
However, this takes a cake, though.
Maybe tell them.
So we were going somewhere last week, and I'm like, I'll drive. And so we were on the parkway, and we had to get off the parkway and go into another parkway. And it was like half – the sign came up, and it said half a mile. So I'm like, oh.
It was a mile and a half.
Oh, it was a mile and a half?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was half a mile.
All right, even if it was a half a mile. Half a mile at 55 feels like 3 seconds.
Right. And so I shift lanes because I know I want to get off and merge onto the expressway. And I get behind, I think it was like a, what was it? It was like a construction truck.
It was a construction truck with one of those arrows as if they're going to stop at any second to do construction work. They had the cones on the back of the truck.
And they were going like 5 miles an hour.
Literally 5 miles an hour. And she's staying behind the truck. And I'm like, I wasn't even anxious. I was just like, someone's going to rear end us. Cars are going by us. And I'm thinking, is she really staying here? She's like, I guess I could go around this truck, but it's only like a half a mile more. And I was like, you're 10 minutes? realized it was so ridiculous.
So the next morning, I'm thinking about it. Like, I did. And then the next morning, it's one of those things. I'm laying in bed thinking about it, and I am actually laughing out loud. And I texted her, I'm like, that really takes the cake.
It took the cake. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I could have gotten out and walked faster than she was going behind the truck. And it only makes me laugh because she's such a nervous driver that I would think, because I'm an aware driver is what I like to, like, I feel like I'm always 360ing. And so in my mind, I would have been like, someone's going to rear end me because they're not going to realize that I'm going 5 miles an hour. So I was surprised that she didn't think that way.
No, of course
but it was,
not.
I was
thinking of what was right in front of me. Linear.
Yes.
Linear. In front of me. Thinking like, I don't want to spend time getting, because what happens if I can't get around him fast enough?
And he's going 5 miles an hour. I could push the car and you could get
it. It was bad.
Oh my gosh.
I will admit that was not one of my fondest moments.
No, but not
the
at
funny
all.
Thing is whenever we're on our way back from a networking event, especially if it's at night and I'm driving, I drive a lot faster.
Oh yeah. The other night she was driving so fast, I was like, oh, you want to get home, don't you?
Yeah.
Can I get home, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, and then yesterday I was driving somewhere and we got so lost.
Oh,
Mimi kept saying, was like, thank God I didn't try.
Oh, I'm
thank
so God happy because she we were, like, because not only were we lost, well, we weren't lost. The GPS took us in a really weird way, yeah. stupid way, an inefficient way, which makes Jackie crazy. Plus it was traffic. Plus this was the first, we were invited to go to a networking event. And
invite to speak.
Invite to speak. Exactly. Right. And we
like
were
not to do,
but to talk about the conference. About the conference. Yeah. Which was really lovely. And we knew that, you know, it was just, so we were both stressed. And Jackie does really, when she, that makes you even more.
I don't like being late.
Yeah.
Which goes back to, so psychology. My mom was always late.
Her mom was always,
always late. And so I hate being late. And so not only do I hate being late, but the universe was like, yeah, you still haven't been okay with being out of control. I'm going to give you a kid who's your mother times five.
Oh, yeah.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
And that's what I deal with.
Yeah,
so
every day.
Every single day.
Every day. So I had to laugh yesterday. This is the last story.
Maybe we just want to leave you. Us?
Oh, yeah, we want to leave you with some good stories before we leave. So yesterday, so Peyton was a beast to Jackie. To Jackie, yes. Right? She was being really mean to Jackie, sending her like really nasty texts and stuff. And then she, and I'm like the fun aunt, I guess. Yeah. Although I give it to her sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, when yes. I call her on her crap.
Yeah, she'll be like, Peyton, you're being so nasty. Or no, you say like, Peyton, rude. Or
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. You know, or I'll just, yeah.
Refresh.
Or you know, she stuck her tongue out at Jackie and I said, get over here. I'm going to rip that yeah. tongue out of your mouth. So, so yesterday she was like in one of her moods and then when I was leaving, I said, okay, she was in a room. I said, bye, Pay. And she's like, bye. So sweet and so friendly. And I had to laugh.
She's a beast. She's a beast. Oh my gosh. If you anyway. Have a 15-year-old, you know, or maybe you don't know. I just might have gotten that short straw.
You might have. I love her though.
I love her too. She's my kid, but she gives me angst. Yeah. I actually screamed in the car because I was so frustrated with her the other day. And I was like, I don't want to get angry at her. Like, I don't want to, you know, I'm trying to, not that I don't get it, but like, I need to process, not externally.
So you screamed without her in the car?
Yeah.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Right. But I usually process externally. So if right. something's bothering me, I'm because it's right. what I do. And what I've been trying to do is realize, like, I need to process internally. Because nobody needs to know the crazy that's going on in my head.
I do that all the time when I'm driving by myself. Ah,
yeah, I do that. My throat was killing me. I was like, why is my throat killing me? Yeah. Anyway, so
all right,
we are going to miss you. This having a conversation like this makes me want to do this again.
I know,
but we'll be back.
We need to be back with really. I mean, this is fun, and I'm hoping that you guys got some laughs out of it. But we want to give you value. Also.
Well, we can also be human too. So, yeah. So let us know if you like this. Let us know how you're feeling about us going off the airwaves for a little while. Jackie@moderngenxwoman.com. We want to hear from you. Can you just take a moment to do that? You know, keep in touch, email us, follow us, follow our work, do whatever you need to do to kind of stay with us. We don't really even use the Facebook group anymore. So that's kind of a bummer, but
there'll be an announcement about that soon too.
Yeah.
Because it's not going away necessarily, but we have to think that through.
We have a lot of moving parts.
We have a lot of moving parts and we want to make some intentional, well thought out decisions that really benefit a lot of different people also as we do it.
Yes. And yes, that's a good way to put it. Okay, ladies, this might be the last time we say this too. So
yeah.
Until September, cheers to your magnificence.